This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's, you know, me, Nina, Agdal,
yeah.
Bahati, Prince Lou, and V. And we're sitting at this Mediterranean place, and I keep checking my watch, and finally I go, ladies, quick question, shawarma lunch at? And when one of the waiters heard too, and he comes over like, did you make that? I said, yes, I swear. And he said, can I use it? I said, I don't think it works for you because you're the waiter, you know?
Did you get shawarma? Is that what you were eating for lunch?
It was on the menu.
Oh, okay. But you didn't, because you're not supposed to get that.
I mean, I don't order it just because I'm... I have the whole macrobiotic. I have a very
specific. Oh, yeah. No, I know. That's why that's another reason that I thought it was strange. It doesn't have as big biotics.
It's just a very funny thing to say because it's one of the things they serve.
Oh, yes. I think it's even funnier this way, actually.
Yes, that I wasn't getting it, you know. Nina thought it was very funny.
Were they wearing the stuff from the magazine like you asked them to wear?
Yeah, the wings and yes, they're the big wings and
You could recognize them when you come into the restaurant. They should be, you know.
Well, that's the thing
like that's
is
what
they
you know
want to meet.
From is the catalog? Yeah,
they want to meet and they wanted to pitch me this sort of. It wasn't really a show, I don't think.
Okay.
But they had an idea to pitch me of like a thing we could all do together.
Yeah.
And so I just said, like, well, when I get there, I don't want to be looking around asking everybody, are you Nina? Are you Bahati? I mean, are you Anne?
Yeah.
And so I was like, just be dressed the way in the photos that I found. And I sent them the first three images that I found when Googling them.
But what was the show?
That they were pitching?
Yeah.
Can
you say just like a broad thing?
The log line was... And this is just the log line, and so just a really clean...
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I totally got it, but it was three babes in a stud are rolling betwixt the sheets, I think is what they said. And I said, well, I don't... Yeah. I said, okay, is it like a docudrama, or is it, you know, is it comedic? And they were like... no, it's reality. And I said, well, I don't really work in reality TV space.
Yeah.
And they were like, no,
it's real. That would be a
weird
step for you.
Yeah. They were like, no, it's real and it's happening now. And I said,
like,
well,
hang on. You know what reality means.
Well, I said, do you have a commitment from someone? Is that why you're saying it's happening now? And they were like, it's happening right across the street. And she pointed at her, you know, we were straight across from either Anne or I can't tell them.
Yeah.
But
their houses look the same, yeah.
Yes, pointed at her house across the street and said, no, it's happening in there. And I was like, well, who's the production company? You guys haven't figured any of this out, you know? So
yeah,
embarrassing for them, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names at the red carpet live back always in this industry we call showbiz. I'm doing such a good job of sounding happy and like I'm having a good time because the truth is I was so mad this week about all the different things that happened. It was upsetting and like you think about America and you want to be proud of what's going on there.
Or what I thought was America.
And now like I look at other humans and I'm like, it's disgusting how we behave sometimes when different things happen.
And America's supposed to be setting an example for a lot of places that don't have all the stuff yet.
Yes. It's the first country in the world.
Yes.
But instead, this is what we do. We look at a picture of a dress online. Mm-hmm. This is
so-called.
This is what we spend our time on. We see a picture of a dress, and then that's all we want to even talk about for the entire day.
And everyone all day is talking the dress.
Riddle me this. Why are we now going to be talking about a dress and looking at that when outside we have ISIS?
Is being ISIS out there.
ISIS in the world.
Okay? Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you. Yes. This rocks that you brought this up. We didn't talk about this before.
No.
This rocks.
I knew you would feel the exact same
way because
you hate ISIS as much as I do.
I can't stand him. Or even if... We forget whether I hate them or not. Forget that.
Yeah.
Let's find out if we hate them because we can't do it if we're talking about a dress. We should be talking not what color's the dress, what color is ISIS.
We should be looking at a picture of ISIS and talking about that.
And arguing about what do you see when you look at it?
And can I just say, they're loving this over there. They're watching all that's going on with us and they're saying, we love this.
I wouldn't be surprised if they made the dress.
It's a distract.
I wouldn't be surprised if they made a dress. And while we're doing the dress, what are they doing? Planting stuff in the animals in the sewer that's going to grow big, climb out, and bite you when you're on the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is how diabolical they can be. So it's literally, they probably made the dress so they could make a toilet monster.
At your most, they catch you at your most vulnerable. So you got to do it standing up now.
Yeah, or you got to get what I have, which is an elevated seat. So on my seat, there's another 3 feet of seat, and I got to climb a little stepladder to get up there. But it gives me time, at least, and it's translucent on the side that I can see if there's any kind of monster.
Mm-hmm. So we don't – I mean, people – everyone wants a celebrity to weigh in and, like, say what color they think the dress is, but I refuse to even take a position on it.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you want to – like, let's just put it to bed because I can actually talk about it because –
Well, because of the science.
I do actually – yes.
Yes.
Because I do actually love science and love science books. And one thing that you have to understand about rods and cones is that your color of your eye is reflecting what you've seen, and your brain is also subtracting some of the spectral information from what it's being seen versus what is being perceived.
And it's so funny to me that people look at that picture and are like, huh? Like, they talk about the different things and they're like, huh, what's happening? When it's like, it's the rods. Like, you don't know rods?
Yeah, no. And it's, well, and the cone.
Yes.
Yes. But it's, and it's like, well, okay, so you never went to science. But, like, can we get now the science is doing ISIS instead? Because now we've settled it, right? So we don't have to talk about it anymore. Because if we could get some of our science guys who've been talking about dress colors and working on that for a while now, if we could get them down in the sewers putting something that is not going to be poisonous to us but is poisonous to some of the animals that I believe ISIS may be
manufacturing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
That could actually help the country, which is the first country.
We wanted to do a new feature that we're really excited about. It was Oscars last week, and everyone's saying, where are we saying about Oscars?
Yes, yes.
And so we have something. We couldn't do it right away. It took a really long time to kind of, like, put this together.
Mm.
It's more production value than we're kind of used to for our show. We like to sort of wing it, but for something like this that we were really excited about, we sort of pulled out all the stops to do something really nice and good and funny for you guys.
People always ask, you know, which parties do you go to? Mm-hmm. And what we've been deciding to do this year is just the whole party was me and Hayes and everybody's invited through your ears because guys doing the Oscars, you're on notice.
So this is a segment that we do where we recorded ourselves watching – Oscars,
mm-hmm.
and just riffing, just like we would normally do. Because
yeah.
even like if we were there and we were in our seats, we'd be just like riffing, and then suddenly people are like turning to face us, and they want to hear our joke.
Yeah. So we're this is segment called Riffrent Strokes. For different jokes.
Riffrent Strokes for different jokes, yes. Academy Burn Wards edition, because everyone had to go to the burn ward.
Yes, and get treatments for the burns. So this is just real, like, live stream. Hayes and I were doing this in the moment. It's going to feel like we rewatched the telecast and maybe wrote some of these jokes because we are that quick. And so we're
promise
just going to play
this is,
some...
This is 100% on the spot.
I
this
swear.
This is live. This is just a clip of it. We will release the whole thing as like pay-as-you-want download.
Yeah. I mean, with a minimum price.
Yeah, pay what you want with a minimum of $40. Yes.
Yes.
But this is just like a little taste. But like factor that in when you go buy the real thing that you already got some for free and shouldn't you be paying...
At least over 40 and
yeah,
possibly.
In addition to what rest
seems
of the value
fair,
is.
Yes.
So, yeah, so this is Riffrent Strokes.
For different jokes.
For different jokes.
Oscar Burn Ward edition.
Academy
Burn Ward edition. Yes, sorry.
Okay, so can you just play that, Tim?
Okay.
And look at this violin.
Yeah. Here. Oh, yeah. I'm the conductor, like, waving.
Each
Who's
of
this
the
guy?
Nominees for Best Actress in a Supporting Role.
Who is this?
Yeah. Who is talking?
And powerful. They are.
Hey, pal,
four
get a
women,
get a different suit.
Yeah. Who's this guy up there? You think he's wearing a suit?
Not my tempo.
Thank you.
Not quite my tempo.
I was a little nervous about that one.
What did he say?
Huh?
What did he say? It sounded like he said a joke.
I don't know.
Body okay. of work, and it's my honor to tell
Is
you
this new, this blanket?
Names. Here are the nominees for performance.
It's the same one. They did a new version of my old one.
Oh, yeah, because I was saying.
They did like an updated version.
When I walked in, I thought this is the blanket that's been here before.
Yeah.
Because I always wrap myself up in it on the rocking chair when we're watching shows here, but...
Yeah, they just let me bring whatever I want
in
here.
It gets cold at this restaurant sometimes.
How much longer are we going to be here?
Yeah, and they just, like, I just have them remove a table, and we set up, at least have this little area, and they let me bring blankets, and I could just sort of do... I spend a lot of money here. And they have the
you pay the lights in this place.
Yeah. And the TV is not close.
Oh, check it out. It's like
let's look at this
movie clip.
Yeah, they show and like
if there's one thing I could teach you.
This looks good.
It's how to find
did you
your
see
best.
This?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. It does look
and
actually
you
okay.
Do, how to
yeah.
hold on to it for dear
but
life.
It's like
and this is your best song.
This kind of stuff never wins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's all about like the big show,
right?
You know,
and it's
like
and,
what's the whatever's the big show.
And I've got another note. Excuse me, lady. Not my tempo.
Who's this?
Too much of my life.
Which one's this?
Oh,
my parents think of
this. Is this X-Men First Class?
It's one of the guys. So here's another guy. It's like crazy how every year it's like more and more nominees.
I know, and they have so much, and it's
like what? And it's like another guy
coming soon next year. Everybody,
everyone has to get a trophy, and now suddenly we're all winning the trophy.
Yeah, and then that's like that's why I'm thinking of throwing out a lot of money.
Okay.
The rest of us, then you don't matter, and you know what? You're right. You don't.
This looks okay, too.
It's not
This
important,
actually looks pretty
okay?
good.
Okay? You're not important. Get used to it.
She looks nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Another one.
The queen.
Meryl yeah. And she has to even... It's like, they just have to... Wait, I have something for this.
Just give...
I had something I wanted to do about this.
Oh, right.
It's like...
Is it about how much
she could
won?
Be in, like, a vacuum...
Yes.
Like,
space vacuum?
No, like a, oh, like a vacuum. It's, I can't read what it says here. A vacuum commercial.
Oh.
She could be in vacuum commercial, and they say, have the award.
Have the
have
Oscar.
The award. That's what it says. That's good.
No, because she does, she has, the, one of them.
Yeah, do you want to do a thing about that, too?
About how many she has?
Yeah.
I don't want to pause it. Okay. I did have a thing of, like, how she's got so to... much.
Okay.
Like, where she doesn't have room to, where to put them. Where she puts
yes,
them.
Yes, where she
like
puts them.
Area.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
Patricia
took too long for mine.
No, it's totally fine.
Did it, who won?
Huh?
Did they say who won?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
That's not Meryl Streep, though.
No.
Because she has so... She probably didn't want it because she doesn't have anywhere to put another one.
That's great. I'm glad you got to do that.
This, yes, this music is...
It's the same music. No. It's like we know it's... This, we remember this from before.
That's not totally in my tempo. Yeah.
She forgot. She wore glasses.
Yeah, she's lost her contacts.
Woo. Thank you to the Academy, to my beautiful, powerful nominees, to IFC, Jonathan, Sarah, John.
Your nominees.
I know. It's like, yeah.
You don't own those. Yeah. You just
what's this? 12 years of being slave.
Oh, Hayes, we should cut that out.
Well, it's from a movie. It's a movie.
No, I know, but
this is a show about movies. It won the movie.
Ethan Hawke, my lovely Eller Coltrane.
It just seems
Lorelei Linkletter.
Too edgy.
You remember when
Thomas and Paul, thank
somebody
you for
forgot to say,
children.
"I love Enzo my husband"?
No,
you remember? You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
My friends who all work so hard to make this world a better place. To my parents, Rosanna, Richmond, Alexis, and David.
It is slowed down. You can hear that it's a little like slowed down because I wanted us to be able to riff on it.
Uh-huh.
For the inspiration of
fit in more riffs.
Genius.
Yeah.
To my heroes,
well, we are getting a ton of stuff in.
Who helped me bring ecological sanitation to the developing
sanitation.
World.
Sanitation. You're not a trash man.
It's being
you're an actor award.
Yes. Being like, put away the trash.
Yeah.
To every taxpayer and citizen of this nation,
okay,
we have fought for everybody else's equal rights.
Uh-huh.
It's our time.
What's going
to
on?
Have wage equality once and for all.
Who's she talking
and
about?
Equal rights for women in the United States of America.
What is this?
This part's scary.
Are they mad at us?
She seemed mad at us. Huh.
People liked it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't really understand what it was either.
What the?
Are they not getting paid?
What the fuck was it? You're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
The nice. You're just saying thank
Everyone's
you.
Everyone's getting paid, and yes, you say thank you because you want. She's acting like she didn't win. She's being mad.
Yeah, you just did get it.
Oscar Productions, yeah. Octavia Spencer's been watching.
They didn't. They gave it to a woman. They gave the award to a woman.
If you see Octavia Spencer nod off,
I don't know.
Maybe she thinks that they.
In fairness, I didn't hear all of it, but a lot of it, just seem like. I'm like, what are you so
Eddie
being
Redmayne,
mad that you got a award?
The film Beyond the Lights follows the journey of
like
the young
order
female
something?
Singer.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. They want to take our order. So he is going to have the
finding love, she discovers her true voice,
Tabbouleh.
And, breaks free to mm-hmm. become the artist she was
and I
be.
Will be having
here
the,
song Grateful from that film.
Tabbouleh as well.
Can I like mine on a plate? Please. Sometimes they do it in a bowl.
Can I? Okay, so he's on a plate, and if you're writing this down, if you could put mine in a cone, like a waffle cone,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna crunch through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this is my cheat day.
Is this? Should we order more? We're gonna be here for a long time.
Okay. So make that two tabbouleh and I haven't tried. You have a mint lemonade on here. Is that? I haven't tried that. Is that good?
That's we could. I would have some of that too if you want to share a big one.
Okay. Can we get two straws? And then, or unless I don't care if you don't care
about how many straws we have. No, I mean, like, we don't want to waste straws.
I was just thinking if we were going to have a sip at the same time, but honestly, I feel like we could time it out.
Yeah, or if we wanted to, we could probably share one straw.
That's what
even
I'm
if
saying.
We did, no, yeah. But even if we did want to take a sip at the same time, I think we could probably
Make it a little wider than a normal straw, and if you just want to stretch the opening, and then...
I think we could probably figure that out, yeah.
And then,
is there anything else? Bibs? Did you get bibs?
Oh, yeah. We have a couple extra bibs, two pairs of gloves, and then, we're gonna get, 6 or 7 of these Budinos.
Oh, what is that? Is that...
Oh, hang on a second.
Did something happen here?
La, 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 la. Not quite my tempo, lady.
I missed it.
Sorry, we're doing...
Yes, so we're riffing on...
Waters.
The Oscars,
A couple of these bread puddings. Mm-hmm. Is this seasonal fruit crumble? Is that pear right now? Is that what's... No. So that's just a taste.
That's just a little taste. And that is for real. Like, I promise you, we didn't come up with anything ahead of time. Just watching the show like we normally
that
would.
That was in the moment. It feels written because of our training.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it does. We don't get through the entire ceremony because we do get pretty sick from some of what we wound up ordering. But we do the bulk of it.
They turn off the TV.
Yes, the restaurant we were in, what was the name of that place? You've brought me there before.
Irv's.
So the Irv himself actually came out, unplugged the TV, mm-hmm. and called an ambulance for us.
Because we were refusing the ambulance, because it's actually nice of him. Mm. We were saying we wouldn't go to the hospital because we had to finish the show. And so he said, oh, the show's finished. He tricked us into thinking it was over by what we now know is unplugging the TV.
And the next day we realized that there was a lot of stuff that we hadn't seen.
Yeah, they do a whole award for like
which
their
movie
favorite
they
movie.
Like,
yeah, which
yes,
movie they like. Yeah,
they do that.
We have a great guest today and another one.
Yeah, so we've got one great guest and then the other guest is great.
And it's the guys who from the Gilmore Guys.
It's the Gilmore Guys.
Yes, big famous podcast. We'll talk all about it coming right up on Hollywood Handbook. So Marg Helgenberger, she's like investigating my body, like I'm supposed to be just like lying there like I'm dead. But yep. I know because I've been paying attention that this has to be the last take because they're all out of film. Mm-hmm. And so I wake up and I'm like, hey! And so now they just have to like account for that in the rest of the show.
They've got
to
use that one so they wind up writing you a bunch more scenes.
Now I'm like a main part of the show because they have to be like... How that magic guy...
It's those veteran like, tricks of the trade,
yes,
you know, that yes, often will get you noticed and create a sort of arc for your character.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Wagwam!
You guys know we've been extending our little fingies into other podcasts and like trying to set up new avenues.
You can't rest on your laurels in this business. You have to go vertical and you have to diversify. And it's a lot like, I mean, we talk about stocks all the time on this, but
yes,
it's a lot like stocks.
It's a lot like
portfolios.
Stocks. Yes. Following the market.
And the trends.
Watching the moves.
But bucking the trends and doing the main thing and also doing the side stuff.
Yes, yes. Doing the main thing, but also trying to do the opposite of whatever the big people are doing.
Big people. And speaking of big people, we got our guests.
Yeah.
And so here they are.
Usually introduce the guests, but why don't you guys just introduce yourselves.
Do it. You have a podcast.
If you guys are like the expert.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could kind of, yeah. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi. And we are
the Gilmore guys, technically. Yeah.
And that's what people like, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, so people like it. You're doing a podcast about TV, entertainment. I wonder where that idea came from. And it's very popular. I've seen you've been written up in The Atlantic and some other publications. And that must feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of a big shock to us. It took off pretty quickly.
Yeah, a lot of people are listening.
The fan response has been pretty overwhelming and amazing. And
for sure.
Yeah, we're very humble.
For talking about TV.
Yeah.
Talking about TV.
And for saying that you're the first guys to talk about TV, to me, is always makes me a little say, hello, what? Because
and I have the same
I remember
reaction.
A certain guy and his friend who were also doing that, and the guy is Sean and I'm the friend.
And I have the same reaction where I go, hello, what? And it's because I'm picturing Hayes talking about TV as the main guy, and I'm his friend, and I'm next to him, and I'm doing it too. And so in that way, you do have to wonder, isn't you guys phonies?
I don't think we're phonies.
The question is, isn't you guys phonies?
Mm. Mm.
Speak on that.
Yes.
Well, I will say, truthfully, I was a fan of this podcast. Going back, you guys started in what?
2001.
You guys started in 2001.
Mm-hmm. October of 2001.
October 2001.
Mm-hmm. So just after.
We started in October of 2014.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that connection. I don't know if I would say specifically, like definitely we love what you guys do. And we definitely feel part of the same community that you guys are a part of, like the podcasting community, how people...
Oh, I thought you were going to say phonies, and it's like, we're not phonies.
Yeah.
Where that's not a community that we are a part of, but you mean something else.
It doesn't feel like you're talking the question.
Else. Yeah.
I feel like, in a way, our podcast is, like, inspired by yours. Like, you have the original version of the slap, and then you got the new NBC version. They're not the same, but one just happens to be...
Right.
Now.
But... The new one's good.
Right.
The old one nobody even ever heard of, and the new one, Sarsgaard, Quinto, and all the rest.
Right.
Right.
So you guys think that's you?
We're no Sarsgaard.
I see myself.
Slap?
That's the one with the...
With the slap.
No.
You might be thinking of a different show.
Yeah, I was thinking of the slap bet, the How I Met Your Mother thing.
No. This is
man,
the
that show.
No bets.
Oh, man, we should start a podcast about that show.
No.
That's Gilmore Girls.
No.
Well, then.
This is what we're saying.
And this is
Stop
exactly what we wanted
this.
To talk to you guys about. And so here's something. Now, you got your show, and people like it, and great. And you talk about the Gilmore Girls, and fine. But actually, Hayes and I have a new podcast shingle called Wolf Cool from Calvin Knobs Productions, and I think that you're going to see a lot of new content coming out of that, and I think you're going to have a tough time starting a new podcast about a TV show.
Because we're going to do every show, watch every episode, and talk about it on a podcast. So if you like an episode of a show, you can go listen to our podcast about it because we have something to say.
And I'll be in the magazine now.
Yes.
And I don't know if we were ever in the magazine. I think it was just the online publication. So
I printed
we weren't
it
technically...
out and made a magazine, but that's not the same.
Okay.
Braggy.
Yeah.
So the idea is...
Guy's got a 3D printer.
It's one podcast about different episodes of different shows, or it's one podcast show?
No, we're doing a bunch of them.
It is technically one, but we're going to figure out how to split it up into a bunch of little ones.
So when you search...
There is a way to do that on the computer. I haven't fully figured it out yet.
I'm going to make it small ones.
It is one sound file right now where we do all these... Where we've watched all the shows and talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
But Engineer Sam, you have a way, because you were talking about a way that you can make it small.
Make it more tiny pieces.
Yeah, I can cut it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now you just have to know where to do it, because it shouldn't be like in the middle of me saying something.
Yeah.
In the middle
no,
of me talking.
No, it'd be in separate
Okay, I just want you to know that it should be like at the end of one episode and the beginning of another.
And the next one.
Yeah. Instead of just like in the middle of a sentence.
So did you guys record all of them at once? And
we've done half right now.
It was the recording was continuous on my computer, But sometimes we would like go off and do other stuff or go sleep.
Right.
We have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And TV in general makes me personally a very sleepy
Tuckers
boy.
Me out. Yeah. Yes, and there's something well. About it's very soothing. And that's part of why I don't own one is mm-hmm. just because I want to be able to get my work done.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you watch if you don't own a TV, how do you watch the shows?
Well, I mean, Hayes have a TV and mm-hmm. he'll unplug it, bring it to a nice restaurant and we will set mm-hmm. up shop.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty nice.
And we go to one place called Herbs that he really likes. Has mm-hmm. a very diverse menu.
Oh, Herbs off Larchmont?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a question for Engineer Sam. I mean, he's the one who drives me.
Andrew, Sam, just so you know, in those big pauses when we go off and do other things, listen mm-hmm. through those because sometimes I'll be like buzzing through the room and I'll like have a something, just thought. Like a quick thing about whatever's on the TV.
You guys don't need to record when you're sleeping.
Well, if you turn it off, what if it doesn't go back on?
Well, you can turn it off and on at will.
But what if what if it's the last time when I turn it off? Like what if I hit the switch to turn it off,
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly it doesn't let me turn it back on.
Yeah, if it goes away.
Do you guys want to know how we do our show? And maybe we can like...
We did the original show. We know how you did your show because yeah. it's our show.
So do you guys record this show continuously? Like if we leave, are you going to have recordings of us saying like goodbye and stuff?
Sam?
Well, I don't know if you guys want to tell them your secrets.
Okay.
Yeah, this seems like the more we tell you, the more you have mm-hmm. to steal from us.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea, Sam. Go ahead, tell us how you do your show, because I'd be curious to hear exactly how close it is.
Sure. So we get together. We meet in a little office building. It's not very big. No. And because we just wanted a space where people would feel comfortable, you know, not in a living room. And certainly nothing as nice as this place here, here at the Earwolf Studios.
Mm-hmm. I like the sound of that.
But overall, like, we just try to have fun people on. And I go through and edit every episode after we record. And, you know, just try to pick the best parts of it, maybe edit in little clips from the show.
Right. Sounds funny.
Try to keep it.
I'm sorry, it does.
Try to keep it, you know, within a reasonable length. Sometimes the episodes go long. Sometimes they go a little bit short and we pad it out with clips. But yeah, it's a fun process. We do Q&A from listeners and people on Twitter.
It's like voicemails and calls.
Do you guys? It's like a popcorn gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Popcorn. Oh, that's the segment you guys do on this show.
Yeah, it's only one of the top 10 most popular segments we do.
I haven't listened to
Gmail
this in
Roulette,
a long time.
Teaser Freezer, You're Doing It Wrong by Grove, I Think Eggnog It, Ant Wrong,
mm-hmm.
Academy Burn Award.
Oh yeah, it was. Riffrent strokes for different jokes.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yes. Teaser Freezer and a lot of other segments, but mm-hmm. Truly probably number 7 or 8 is Popcorn Gallery. Mm-hmm. So I see you managed to seize your little grimy little.
I would argue that our Q&A is a little bit different than Popcorn Gallery.
Right. We sing a song before we do it. Do you guys have a song for Popcorn Gallery? Or?
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Yeah, we have a
few. Do you sing it live every time?
We should try
getting
a bunch.
Should
we do that?
Should we have started doing that before? People seem to like that.
Should you do one now just to test it out? Maybe.
Yeah.
We can't because then contractually we would have
to
have
questions. We have to do a Popcorn Gallery and have questions. Yeah,
we didn't have the sound drops from Mark. You want to ask questions to who?
To you guys.
Okay, so Demi and I will ask questions.
This seems like a trick.
This seems like a trap.
This seems like, hand me the gun.
What if I ask questions to Kevin?
I'll put the bullets in.
Yeah.
You know? You ask Kevin something?
Sure.
Yeah, because he wouldn't want to trap me.
What's the fun in that? I don't want to trap anybody. I'm just here to have a good time.
Okay. I mean, we'd have to use old sound drop from Mark if we were going to do this.
Okay. Do you want to just do one?
I guess let's do one and see if it works.
Okay.
Okay, so Demi's going to ask
me.
We'll
sing it.
Yeah, we'll sing
one question. You guys are going
to
sing it.
We have to get it out of the bag. He'll sing it.
Yeah. It's a big time investment, but I think it's going to be good. So
okay, then let's go for it.
Okay.
The Popcorn Gallery, it's time for it now. The Popcorn Gallery, it's a segment on Hollywood Handbook. Sean and Hayes, let the viewers ask the questions. Not the Peanut Gallery, is it about movies?
Yeah,
movies is the reason it's called the Popcorn Gallery. Sean and Hayes, let the viewers do it all the questions.
Yeah, it's time. For
the Popcorn Gallery. Oh yeah,
that was fun.
I think you crushed that, Hayes.
That was really fun.
I can actually see why you like it, because it is fun to do that. Yeah,
you were.
I was embarrassed at first, but then at the end, I thought it was fun.
But by the end, it was electric. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to reach in the bag and get a question. Mm-hmm. And let me just dig out an old sound drop. My high school friend Mark records the sound drops for these. Here we go. I'll just plug it into the outlet.
I am not a crook. My dog Checkers.
So, okay, so that's a little, like, slightly older one. That's probably from one of the first episodes in 2001.
Mm-hmm. 2000, that was 2001?
I believe so, yeah. When we say 2001, we mean the release date of the film 2001.
Oh, okay.
So 1968.
That
was the subject of our first episode.
You guys return. Okay, you guys talk.
Yeah, we've been doing this since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
It was our October 2001 episode, but we did a bunch of ones after that. We did a November 2001 one.
Sweet November.
Yeah, we were just covering that one for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like what you guys do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is long.
Are there different episodes about 2001?
Is this your Popcorn Gallery question?
No.
That seems like a real waste of the Popcorn Gallery question. Because we did say
this
that
you could look
we
this up.
We did say you could only get one.
Yeah, you're supposed to have one, and it's really supposed to be to Kevin.
All right, yeah.
Is it cool if I just go ahead and ask Kevin?
That question? I don't think he's going to know the answer.
Okay, so you pick the question.
Yes. My question is, what's your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
You know, for me, it was one of those things where it started off kind of slow. I'd say the fifth one. No, that was not but the fifth one, I would say.
It sounds like it was a pun.
It wasn't. No, but the fifth one, I feel like it really came together for them.
Well, it was the first one they called Fast Five.
Right. It was Fast Five. You didn't need all the other words in it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one.
Cool.
Yeah. Is this a movie?
Yes.
This sounds like a movie to me.
Yeah, Fast Five.
It is.
So series he's doing TV
so
and movies.
You take TVs first, and now we give you the one chance. You said it wouldn't be a trick.
It's not a trick.
And now you're talking about movies, which is the other thing that we like to talk about.
And I can't wait to read about this tomorrow in Harper's Monthly.
That would be really quickly put together.
Harper's Bazaar. What is that magazine called?
I don't think they're going to write about this in Harper
Lee
magazine.
So.
Oh, I've been surprised before, boys.
We want to do all of ours.
Yeah, why don't you hear a little clip from one of our new shows?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And it's called Army Husbands.
Yeah, that's
right. And we're one by one watching every episode of Army Wives.
Yeah.
And where do you think we got the idea to do this?
Sounds a lot like our podcast.
So this was a good episode of Army Wives.
Oh, yes.
Where all the Army guys die.
And the woman is talking to her friend Noreen.
Yes. Yeah, she and Noreen, we'll go to the gym.
Oh, yeah. How about the one scene where the two ladies is talking in the bathroom? Answer me this, Hayes. Why is it that ladies always got to go to the bathroom together? You wouldn't see guys doing that.
Especially Army guys. Imagine all these Army guys
going like,
I'll go to the bathroom.
I got
to
powder my nose. And Rick, are you coming?
They're fighting in the desert.
Against Osama.
Yes, and saying, oh, where's the bathroom? Now we all gotta go.
Yeah, could you come to the latrine with me? Hello? You know, and women.
So?
Sound familiar?
That was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. No, I think you guys have an interesting angle on it.
For sure.
I think for us, the reason we decided to do a show like Gilmore Girls is, I don't want to speak for Demi, but we're both kind of feminists in a way.
We love women.
We love women.
Well, you heard we're talking about them too.
Right. I think you're talking about them in a slightly different way than we would talk about them.
Well, you didn't hear the whole thing. Hayes has a whole thing about how they drive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we listen to that?
Is it like how they be driving?
Right? Right?
That's exactly right.
Right? Right? It's madness. It is madness.
Because it is called the rearview mirror, not the makeup mirror.
Well, wait, why did you... Is that in the recording? You didn't play that part.
We were coming into the room... It was like...
Oh, yes. Hayes had said it. We had gone to the bathroom together during our impression. Yeah.
Because we were like talking about it sort of made us have to do it.
Or at least see what it was about. Yeah.
Was it good, the bathroom?
My bathroom is small. My downstairs one, the one that...
His house is huge, but the bathroom... Yeah. I mean, that's an addition or something, right? Or you just carved it out of
the... It was the closest one, and since we had to kind of get there quickly, it's sort of a... You have to crawl in?
Yes. The door is not of a normal height because something about the wall structure. So you're going...
I have an A-frame house, kind of, and if something is going to be on the side of the house, it has to be small. It has to follow the slope of the roof.
Well, so, and what...
It's a chalet.
What used to happen is there was a... you know when mechanics are like going under a car and they'll get on top of that sort of wheelie thing and just pull themselves under? Right. So you used to sort of roll yourself in like that.
Yeah, but one of those wheels started. It rolled under the couch.
Yeah. So.
Guys, why are we here?
Hmm?
What is. I don't.
Like, you bring us here. We're happy to talk to you about Hollywood stuff. We want to talk to you about podcasting or like share tips and tricks. And we want to be friends with you guys. And I was under the impression we were friends. But
I invited you to my barbecue.
I feel hostility. You guys didn't show up to the barbecue. We were there for hours. And
you were the only people we... It was 40.
I didn't recognize the address.
My
I don't know that street.
That's weird. Okay.
That's not safe. Safety first. If you don't know
and
a street.
Yeah, and that's not on you. That's not on you, Demi. But you got to know what the street is.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
It's like you don't want to go to a strange street at night.
It was in the middle of the day.
Do you want
but
us to say...
But if we were, like, having a good time...
What if it was fun? Yeah. And I stay too late, yeah.
I guess I could see that. That's not... I don't know. I'm not too worried about that. I feel like now that you know my street, would you come next time I had a barbecue?
Mm.
What if I have the barbecue at your place so you know your street?
Where I am? You got to clear that with my dad.
Okay. Well, I'll...
It sounds like it could make a lot of noise.
Yes, that's one of the issues.
And that doesn't seem like something.
You think the grill is loud, or?
Yeah, or if just like fire. We'd probably want to set off a couple fireworks, right?
We don't have to. I didn't do that at my barbecue.
Okay, well, this sounds like I probably would have gotten out of there early then.
Okay, well.
Anyway, you were being pissed off. What's the point, Kevin?
We just want to be buddies.
Right.
We just want to be podcasting buddies.
This is the arrangement that we have come to, Kevin. You do your show about the
Gilmore Girls.
The one show that you get, and we do the rest.
And we get the rest.
What?
We're doing American Dad.
Yes. Let's do our show about, it's American Guys. Our show about
American Guys.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our weekly installment of Roger's Disguises, where we talk about all the different disguises that our favorite alien stepped into on the show.
And he's doing the wig. And it's on his head and makes him, you know.
So he was like a hippie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, the peace, love, and happiness, man. And
oh, geez, patchouli. And he did that.
And he was a policeman.
Uh-huh. And he went, oh, freeze, Buster.
I forget some of the other ones. I think there were, no, weren't there a bunch more?
Oh, yeah, there were. Oh, I have it written down here. Construction worker, Indian, sailor.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Mexican guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did a pilgrim outfit,
mm-hmm.
Which I guess was right after the Indian. He was dressed as an Indian, then he'd change into a pilgrim outfit and go across the table, talk to himself.
Mm-hmm. The Thanksgiving episode.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, we should have talked about now the show's turkey, over. We should have talked farmer. About all the Thanksgiving stuff they did in this episode, but we're out of time.
You know, podcasts they can be as long as you want them to be. You guys said you were out of time.
No, we had another thing that we had to.
You were recording another podcast afterwards?
Yeah,
we had a friend's barbecue. Kind of if you have to know that on we a street had to,
that we had to go do
familiar with.
Yeah.
Well. Now I just feel like you're being purposefully mean.
I'm being honest. That's what friends do for each other.
So we are friends. We're friends.
Well, you want to be, and so here's a little taste of it. Yeah, okay. We went to a really fun
honesty
barbecue after that podcast.
Ever, it's called the opposite of phoniness. Ever heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I know what honesty is.
Remember
what?
What are you?
Honesty. Not being phony.
If I'm being honest, I feel like this passive aggressiveness is coming out of nowhere. Because Sean, you were on our podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, is that even? I mean, what? Why did you bring that? I mean, hey, is it? Do you have to understand? At the time, I didn't even. What the? I mean, was I even really on the pod? You know, I just thought that was a conversation.
You were great. People loved you.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
We'd love for you to come back.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
And it just seems like. I don't know what's happened in between the recording of that podcast and now, but something occurred. Something changed between then and now to make you so hostile.
What do you think? I'm a different person around Hayes than I am around my other friends?
What do you mean you were on the show, on their show?
Well, we actually have a clip of it if you want to play it. It's cute.
You have a clip of this?
Yeah.
Sean, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Seriously,
thank you for having me. This is the most fun I've ever had doing a podcast.
I'm so glad that you said that.
Yeah, we love Hollywood Handbook. You and Hayes are so funny on it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that seems weird that you think Hayes is funny, right?
I had a great time here.
Okay, I understand. Well, right. Let's get into it. Gilmore.
Let's talk about Gilmore Girls.
Look, you know the theme song. You want to sing it with us?
Yes, indeedy.
It's Gilmore Guys.
It's Gilmore Guys.
You said I could never listen to their show.
Uh-huh.
Because you said it was too rude for me to listen to, right? You said I wouldn't like it because of the way they talk about guys and girls getting together in that way.
It's a little raunchy.
Yeah.
Not really that right.
But now I'm starting to think that you told me I could never listen to it or even search it on iTunes because you said that the names of the show, the episodes were
very
rude and raunchy. Yes.
Yes.
But now I'm starting to think it was because you didn't want me to know that you had gone on their show and said not been very nice about me. And that was only a very small clip.
Well, I think that's most of what we talked about regarding you on the episode.
Are there any more clips?
We have one more.
Well, there's one more. No, Jess would never do that.
I don't think so. And the thing about Rory and Jess in this situation.
What's up? What's up, Sean?
I'm sorry. Can I just. Hey, he's just like. He's like a problem, right?
Okay, this is the third time you brought it up. I mean, look.
No, the Gilmore Girls, we'll do the show, but like, the dude's fucking, I mean, he's dead weight.
I like him.
I think he's a nice guy. I mean, he means well, and I wish him all the best, but it's like, this is the kind of shit I gotta be doing, man.
Right.
I mean, you guys really got it made over here.
But you guys seem to have a chemistry that we aspire to.
Like, we love him.
That's all manufactured. I mean, you could say we're
kind of ripping you off even in doing Gilmore Guys.
In a way, yeah. It's like you guys are the original slap.
I'm cutting all this out, but...
I don't feel that way.
I don't think you should cut it out.
Yeah. You guys are like Kevin and Demi Beta.
Right.
And I think that's all me. And I think he's a fucking jerk off.
Okay.
It's pretty rude.
In retrospect, I could have edited it out.
I think you should have. You said you were going to.
What day was this?
I don't even know if this was...
Was this three Saturdays ago? Because you came to my house.
Yeah.
And I said, where were you?
Yes.
And you said you had robbed a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that I could never talk about, you'd never wanted to talk about it again. And I couldn't ask you what you did because you felt too guilty.
Mm-hmm. The weird thing about hearing that clip is doesn't it sound like doctored?
It's not. You were there. We have photos.
It does sound a little doctored.
Yeah,
to me.
Doesn't it, Hayes? And also, isn't some of the stuff so rude in it? I don't think you would like that show.
Somebody said something about jerking off, which I mean, you did say that there was that kind of rudeness on there. Mm-hmm.
But that was Sean. That was Sean that said that.
Well, I don't know. With all the doctoring, it is hard to know like who says what. Because you did say that you do edit it afterwards.
Yes. I edit it, but like I just kind of take out dead spaces. I never alter the way someone would talk. I would not do that.
We cut out the parts where like I'm sleeping or something.
Well, what is it other than people talking on the show? Like, you could be doing whatever you want. Like, Sam, like, has shown us all the different tricks you can do. Right?
Oh, yeah. You can make it sound like anyone has been anywhere at any time.
But we haven't been.
I promise you, we would have no reason to. We put out the episode the way we did, kind of uncut from those rawer moments, because Sean requested it.
Right.
Maybe, but I think we've been working in movies sound in a while, and so we kind of know the powers that you have. And Hayes really gets it especially, and he knows the difference between a holding deal and an offer.
Yeah, I do know the difference between those things.
I don't.
You did rob a bank that day?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't want to have that on record. So, like, let me just say this. I didn't rob a bank. I was recording a Gilmore Guys podcast.
Because I asked
you. A badass like me?
I said, where's the money? Why don't you have any money?
Should we go?
And you said you lost it.
No.
Should we go?
No.
You said you lost it down the side of your car seat.
So, yeah, well, I was driving so fast to get away.
And you couldn't reach it anymore, and it was gone.
Well, and I tried to reach it, and it fell out, and I almost took a tumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a wild scene, and that made man, me and feel, thanks for the
that,
Band-Aid.
That made me sympathy for you.
Yeah, but if you remember, I got down on the, you had at this point taped two skateboards together so I could roll into the bathroom. and I rolled down in there, and you even saw there was a Band-Aid missing when I came out. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, there was a Band-Aid missing, but you weren't wearing it, and I heard the toilet flush.
No, I used it to seal.
At the time, I sort of wondered if you had just flushed the Band-Aid down the toilet.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Can I read a text that Sean sent me from that day, if that's cool? I feel like we're being persecuted here, and I want to clear our names.
Okay.
Okay. Sean, hey, guys, had a lot of fun doing the podcast today. I think Hayes will be mad about some of the stuff I said. Is it cool if I tell him I was robbing a bank? And Kevin was in this group chat. He said, yeah, that's fine. You can do that.
I gave a thumbs up emoji.
He did. And then Sean gave us the cool eyes sunglasses emoji. And he said, I might tell him I lost the money because I don't have the money. And I said, you don't have to tell us that, but okay.
But in reality, Sean, the only thing you stole that day was the hearts of our listeners.
Yeah.
Oh,
this story, can I say, with the texting and stuff?
Yeah.
That is pushing it for me that you would be able to put an image into text. Because I know, I've seen you try to do that before.
Well,
it's very hard for you to do.
I text one letter at a time. Because I the mechanism is not totally clear to me of how it works. And I've received images, but when I try to make one be on the screen, I have a lot of trouble.
You type commands into the text box. I've seen you do this. You say, you type out, make smiley face.
Well, and the screen's battered.
Yes, it's battered. From you flying into a rage.
So you're saying there's no way Sean could have sent that text?
I find it extremely unlikely, given what I've seen of him trying to send complicated texts like that in the past.
I think what you're dealing with here is an imposter.
And I know of all the stuff you can do with phones. Sam, you've explained to me about like the different things you can do with a phone and like the tricks.
Yeah, yeah. You can send pictures.
No, but like how you can disguise them as like being from other people.
No, all I did was just delete the text afterward.
Yeah,
you can well, save it, you can delete it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could change the contact name in the iPhone.
Right.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, he admitted it.
No, I'm just saying, like, you could do that. I don't know if you could. You can't make someone's phone number someone else's phone number.
So it would say it was from Sean, even if it was from some sort of villain.
If I did that.
Some sort of imposterous.
Magneto. Right.
But I don't know any imposters. I don't have any imposter phone numbers.
You don't have Magneto's phone number?
I don't. If you have that, I'd love to have him on our show.
I have it. Do you want it?
Oh, we should have him on our show.
He wants to hang out with him.
No, I just think he'd have a pretty interesting view on Gilmore Girls.
Well, Magneto's a big Gilly.
He's a huge Gilly. Yeah. That's what we call Gilmore Girls fans.
Yeah, that's kind of we have a nickname for our fans. Yeah.
Okay, this is even getting silly.
Up is down, left is right. People want to be friends with Magneto.
I don't want to be friends.
I just want to have him on the show.
Yeah.
So unless you're saying...
So you can tell him to stop?
You can only have someone on your podcast unless you're friends with them.
And you can't record
No, you can anymore. Have you can have someone them. Like Magneto on the podcast, but you have to tell him to stop it.
Are we your Magneto?
It sort of is the equivalent of that, yes.
Are you trying to tell us to stop it?
Yes. We have in so many words.
That was the first idea, yeah.
I don't think we're going
to
stop.
You want us to cancel our podcast?
We've got four seasons
to go.
That was
the first. That was the initial idea. Yeah.
Well, and to sort of fold it into ours, where like you would get,
we would be part of Wolf Cool.
Just become a Wolf Cool. Yeah, you'd be under you'd the get a little Hobbs umbrella.
You get a little chunk of our like some time, sort of at the end of ours, post credits and stuff. And let me just hang on. Let me just do something with the door really fast.
Okay.
And so. While you guys are in here, it seems like the door is shut now forever. And so I don't know what exactly happened, but I did just try it and it does appear to be not openable anymore. And so since you guys are going to be in here for a really long time, you could just record a bunch of your podcast in this studio and I guess we could release it as our show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm looking at that door and it's not budging. I think that actually makes the most sense. It's sort of two birds with one stone because then we have episodes to release and also you guys get to record your show.
You guys get to record your show, but the listens for your show would now be our listens.
Would it say our name on the episodes?
Yeah. No, it would say Gilmore Guys still, but... It would be like the different Gilmore guys.
Mm-hmm. Would we be able to merge the names of our shows to show that it's instead of two podcasts now one?
It could be the Gilmore Guys Handbook. The Hollywood Gilmore Handbook.
I like
guys.
Hollywood Handbook presents the different Gilmore guys.
Okay. I feel like
that Wolf Cool production.
Mm-hmm.
That would get confusing in iTunes, I think.
Based on a novel.
Pushed by Sapphire.
What?
It's we should save that for our Precious Pals podcast.
Yeah, we are in the works on doing a Lee Daniels retrospective.
Yeah.
Is this another movie?
It Precious, is. Well, it was a book first and then it became a movie.
But we're supposed to be the ones talking about movies.
You can talk about movies. I feel like multiple people can talk
There's
about
There's a lot
movies.
Of podcasts right. about movies. People love them. People can't get enough podcasts about
true,
movies.
If that's true, I'm going to be so pissed. If there's more podcasts about movies, I will really be really pissed.
Well, you guys don't just do movies, right? You do movies, TV, celebrities.
I'll be so freaking pissed. We do entertainment. Right.
You guys do entertainment.
Hollywood and
but
the truth of it.
You guys do entertainment through the lens of Sean and Hayes, and that's something no one can steal from you.
Right.
And certainly Demi and I
no,
can't.
No, that's not
We've
true.
We've tried.
No, people have been doing it.
Do these people who do the other movies and TV stuff, do they talk about how they like movies?
Sometimes.
Yeah, or they like hate
Okay,
movies.
That is starting to sound very familiar.
We actually
remember when we talked about that?
We actually think movies is the best, and we've said it before on the show.
Well, movies is great. We can all agree.
Right. Movies is good.
But there's room for more voices in the room. There's room for more cooks in the kitchen.
Can you imagine if you guys were the only people that talked about 2001? Wouldn't that be kind of boring?
Not to me.
We should do our Seinfeld one, because we did want to get some of these other...
Did you have a clip of that?
Let's just, we kind of have to wrap up, and thanks for coming, I guess, but we're just going to burn through a couple of our other podcasts that we wanted to promote. I think you guys were guests on a few of these.
Yeah. Did you guys do the Seinfeld one with us? It's just whoever was really in our house at the time, I guess.
I was there. You invited me for a barbecue. Okay.
I showed up late.
Let's play. This DVD is not going to work.
It's not going.
No.
Did you try blowing on it?
Well, it was upside down the first time.
And so, you tried it so many times.
I tried it so many times.
Put these burgers on the grill, or do you guys want to wait to cook these?
And see, now the other problem is I mistook. Now I realize that you're saying that this is a burger. I thought it was.
Oh well,
a
we're
DVD.
Not going to be able to get anyone, because I was going to say let's just go to the next disc. But if that's a burger,
these are burgers, aren't that? That this is what you're saying is a burger.
Well, hey guys, sorry I'm late.
Hey Kevin,
what's up?
Hey man,
I think we're trying to watch Seinfeld, but I was told to bring burgers, and I don't know what.
Can I have some of that burger?
We're not. It's not cooked.
No, I kind of like it that way.
That's disgusting.
Okay, let me just try it.
Well, what do you remember about Seinfeld?
This is the best burger I've ever had.
Okay, see.
You haven't had many.
Now, can you just pull the top off that burger?
Yep.
Okay, see, yes. That's Kramer's face. This is a DVD. You're eating a DVD. And now I can sort of see what's happening here.
Mm.
It's that I've been putting the burgers into my Xbox.
Yes. So, there's burgers in your Xbox, and also
I've been feeding DVDs to my guests.
Yes.
For a long time.
I have no complaints.
Seems like the kind of
mix-up. They have been enjoying them.
Seems like the kind of mix-up you would see on Seinfeld.
See,
maybe
is that what they did?
Maybe this is the podcast. Maybe you know, like the show is about nothing. Maybe this podcast is about nothing, too. And we just talk about wacky adventures we get in together as friends, because we're all
Kevin,
friends.
Kevin, stop it! You're not the host of this one.
This is what he does.
It's like you get in here and you're so positive and you try to take over and bully us with your ideas of how you're going to make it work. And it doesn't work. There's a burger in the Xbox.
Meanwhile, we're trying to figure out what it was we remembered about Seinfeld.
And that's actually what we're supposed to be doing. And so what did you say? It's about nothing? That's a cool observation, actually. Has anybody said that before? Maybe that's our thing.
I feel like Kevin says that every time you guys ask us to do recording. Like, remember when we did that West Wing podcast?
Yes, we actually have a clip. We can play that within the Seinfeld podcast.
Okay,
if you want. Sure. Let's play that.
Strange. The president? No, he would never be president.
A black guy, you mean?
Yeah.
That's weird that you would say that.
Look, I'm just saying, it's 2007. A black guy would never be president.
Okay, yeah. I think differently. I have more progressive views than you do, I guess.
Well,
wait, you're not. What's your name?
Me?
Yes,
I'm Greg.
Okay,
this is my friend
I
Greg.
Thought he was Dooley Hill.
You thought I was Dooley Hill?
Can he hear me?
Yeah, you're speaking directly into the
Sean,
microphone.
Is he looking at me? I saw him outside. And I thought he was Dooley Hill. And I said,
oh, is that why you invited me to your West Wing podcast?
You should come in here and record a show.
I was thinking we'd double duty this with the Psych podcast.
Right.
I mean, do you want to go to a clip of that one?
Yes.
Just get out of the situation.
Sure. So, what was it like being Psych?
Wait, what?
It was pretty great. I loved it. You know, the everyone was real cool on set. Like, the cast and crew was more like a family than anything else. It didn't feel like work showing up.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you think that I was in Psych?
Anyway, thanks for coming on our Psych podcast.
And being here.
I'm psyched to be here.
Rate us on iTunes. Talk to us on the forums.
You guys did the same thing when you invited me on your Holes podcast.
And,
Facebook. Facebook.
We don't have that.
When we have somebody bought the pro version of our psych podcast.
Hey, was it cool when you were Rudy's buddy?
I wasn't.
Bud. Remember Bud?
I think you're thinking.
And you were also the guy who gave him, the janitor that gave him good advice in that movie, right? What was it like playing both roles at the same time?
I don't think it was great.
Oh,
I
Bagger.
Yeah. Yes.
Bagger Vance.
Bagger Vance. Yes. The pro version.
Yes.
Who bought the pro version of our psych podcast?
Oh, you know
week?
What? Who did?
Who did?
I don't know.
Boy, we really are running out of listeners on this psych podcast very fast.
You guys have a pro version?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
on the pro since we version? Since we can't figure out anyone else to give it to, I guess we just have to give it to Greggy.
Finally. Well, Greggy, you get a freebie this week.
Greggy, congratulations. You get the pro version. And your prize is, what's just one of your favorite memories from Psych?
Yeah, just tell us this, like what's a scene that was fun to shoot?
I really liked the scene where we're all pulling pranks in the park, and I'm like, hey man, your dog was found behind the tree, and he's really sick, and they went around the tree, and I'm standing there, and I go, Psych, and I look in the camera.
And that's when I come in and high-five him and also look at the camera.
Exactly, and then we sing the theme song. I know,
no, you know,
and I'm not telling the truth.
Bye!
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.